This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pete Sapp, who is the Executive Vice President at the National Taxpayers Union, the largest grassroots taxpayers organization in the country. The NTU is very much right now concerned about an effort, especially in the Senate, to raise energy taxes, which has been folded into this effort to help to pay for the Gulf of Mexico oil cleanup. And Pete, it's always great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
What exactly is being proposed here?
Well, this is like a bad penny, a proposal designed to punish oil and gas companies and oil and gas companies alone. We need to remember that the two proposals here to repeal the manufacturer's deduction and a foreign tax credit, those are deductions and credits available to all kinds of U.S. industries. What Congress is saying is the same tax incentives that other industries get will be denied to oil and gas. This is a classic case of trying to pick winners and losers in our economy. And the supreme irony is this is being cast as a way to pay for oil spill cleanup, somehow a way to punish BP, and yet it's U.S.-based firms, not BP, that will have the worst time trying to deal with these new tax increases, some $40 billion worth.
Pete, any explanation as to why most industries would not have to deal with these tax breaks being repealed, but the domestic oil producers would?
It's pure politics. The fact that members of Congress smell an opportunity here to beat up on an industry that has actually had a pretty good safety record despite the BP oil spill, and is they're simply attempting to paint with a broad brush all of these drilling activities and saying we're going to punish industry across the board and especially BP for doing this. But again, this proposal will not generally punish BP, even though BP does have employees here who pay taxes here, has some U.S. operations. These new tax increases are aimed primarily at companies that are headquartered here. That's a very deceptive practice, and we're hoping that if we can defeat this tax increase going into the fall, maybe it will keep it from coming back again in the next Congress.
Pete, there, of course, anytime there's a major industry under the microscope, whether it's how they're characterized or just how people sometimes view big industries, they might not feel all that sympathetic. But break it down to how this could affect jobs, how it could affect prices, how it could affect perhaps even the taxes that the rest of us pay.
Well, the oil and gas industry is either responsible directly for or connected to millions of jobs here in the United States, tens of billions of dollars of economic activity on a regular basis. And so anytime you have a tax increase aimed at these industry activities, the industries themselves only have a few ways to respond. They can absorb the cost of the new tax increase in their overhead by laying off employees. They could simply pass along the increase in the tax overhead to consumers in the form of higher prices. They could declare a lower dividend on their stock and disappoint shareholders. That's no longer a trivial concern. Tens of millions of people own stock in this country, either directly or through things like mutual funds or retirement plans, and many of those concerns are invested heavily in U.S. energy stocks because U.S. energy has been one of the brighter spots in an otherwise dismal economy. And so many people have flocked to those stocks to try and get a decent rate of return, balance off their portfolios that are otherwise performing pretty badly.
Pete, is this linked in any way with the Democrats' larger energy agenda of pushing the renewable, cleaner energies, as they like to term them, or is this separate from what they'd like to do in terms of the cap-and-trade Kerry Lieberman bill?
Well, I think it's part of their overall agenda. Now, it doesn't look likely that they will try for the tax increase by wrapping it up in a larger cap-and-trade package. It's pretty clear at this point that the Senate will not pass cap-and-trade the way that the House did back in 2009. And so Senate Majority Leader Reid will probably take a more incremental approach, and this is one example of it. Ironically, though, despite the $40 billion of revenue revenue this could raise. Its purpose is being cast in all kinds of different directions. Some want to use the new revenues to fund green energy initiatives. Others want it to fund the Gulf oil cleanup. Others want it to simply go into the U.S. Treasury for general purposes. In fact, many of the supporters of this tax are counting the same revenue two or three times, depending on what purpose of the day they want to devote it to.
We're talking with Pete Sepp, Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union. And Pete, you mentioned a moment ago that this legislation would do nothing to punish BP because it would be aimed at domestic energy producers. But given the fact that it could discourage our own energy producers from exploring in the limited areas that are allowed for exploration right now, would it actually benefit the likes of BP because it clears out domestic competition?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And even if it doesn't discourage exploration on the part of our own firms, it will certainly discourage investment and will give a competitive tax advantage, if you will, to organizations and firms that are not based and headquartered in the United States. That includes not only BP, but Hugo Chavez's state-owned oil enterprise, the Chinese oil companies. They will not have the same kind of tax penalty that U.S. firms will. That would be a terrible signal to send to an economy that desperately needs to recover.
And so then our domestic producers would search elsewhere in foreign waters for the same type of thing they're trying to find here?
They quite possibly would. They might actually shift their entire operations overseas to the extent that they are able to for tax purposes. And that would lead to all kinds of negative consequences, including, ironically, lower revenues of other kinds to the Treasury. If you move your workers overseas, pay them differently, restructure your operations, you'll probably start paying less in Social Security and Medicare and corporate profit taxes anyway. So the tax increase might end up costing revenue rather than raising it.
Unbelievable. Very interesting. Pete, thank you so much for being with us as always.
My pleasure.
Peter Sepp is the Executive Vice President at the National Taxpayers Union, the largest grassroots taxpayer organization in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.